This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government announces key measures to ease the St. travel, urges public to travel only after assessing weather and road conditions through official notice. Nepal secures foreign direct investment commitments of ₹33.09 billion for 236 projects in the current fiscal year. International Calendar Determination Decision Committee of the World Astro Federation announces auspicious timings for Vijaya Dasami Tika rituals in various countries. And White House outlines TikTok deal that would give US control of algorithm. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Energy, Physical Infrastructure, Transport and Urban Development Kulman Ghising has instructed concerned authorities to ensure continuous monitoring of road conditions and rapid response mechanisms during the festive travel period. In a high-level meeting held yesterday, Minister Ghising emphasized the need to respond to public complaints around the clock and to act swiftly to clear roads blocked by landslides or other obstructions. He said passenger safety and convenience must remain the top priority during the festival. The meeting was attended by senior officials, including the Secretary of the Ministry, Director Generals of the Department of Transport Management and the Department of Roads, Nepal Police representatives and officials from the Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs. Key decisions were made to improve transportation, upgrade roads and strengthen security management. Discussions were also held on the Nagdunga-Sisneri tunnel route with a decision to allow public passenger vehicles to use the route after the Dasain. The meeting agreed to request the Ministry of Home Affairs to direct Nepal Police to tighten security at the new bus park in Kathmandu and along major highways. Similarly, heavy vehicles will be restricted from operating along the Daunne section of the Butual Narayanghat road during the Dasain period, though essential goods carriers, including food supplies, will continue to run. The Department of Roads has been instructed to bring the Tatapani checkpoint road into operation before Dasain, establish a 24-hour control room and appoint a focal person to ensure road safety nationwide. In addition, a public notice will be issued urging travellers to consider weather and road conditions before travelling. The Department of Transport Management has also been directed to prepare guidelines for making public vehicles safer and more technology-friendly. Efforts are ongoing to clear the debris at the Tuinkhola Bridge along the Muglin-Narayanghat road section, which has remained blocked since 6:30 Friday evening due to continuous landslides. According to Chituwan Road Division Office, large debris piles made night work difficult, but clearing it expected to be completed today if conditions improve. Office Chief Narayan Lamichane said work resumed this morning after halting overnight. Meanwhile, the district administration office arranged dry foods and meals for stranded passengers facing hardships due to road closure. Nepal has secured foreign direct investment FDI commitments worth ₹33.09 billion for 236 projects in the current fiscal year up to mid-September. According to the Department of Industry, the pledges include 225 small-scale, 4 medium-scale and 7 large-scale projects. By the number of projects, the IT sector leads with 120 commitments amounting to over ₹562 million. So far, the department has approved 7,475 projects in total, bringing cumulative foreign investment commitments to ₹684.51 billion. The International Calendar Decision Committee of the World Astro Federation has announced the auspicious time for receiving and offering Vijaya Dasami Tika in different countries. Committee Member Secretary Acharya Lakshman Panthi said the timings were decided at the meeting in Kathmandu based on astronomical calculations of the tithi and local time. The announcement comes in response to requests from followers of Vedic Sanatan Hinduism living abroad. After 14,555 prisoners and detainees who escaped during the Gen Z protest earlier this month, 6,328 have so far returned to jails and reform centres. According to the Prison Management Department, some inmates returned voluntarily while others were brought back by police. Director Chomendra Neupane said 149 were returned in the past day alone. Search operations are still underway for more than 8,200 escapees. Among them, over 13,500 had fled from prisons and nearly 1,000 from juvenile reform homes. Police say around 2,000 detainees are also missing. Currently, Nepal's prisons hold 21,999 inmates compared to more than 30,600 before the jail breaks. The Dharan sub-metropolis in Sunsari has unveiled its budget, policies and programs for the current fiscal year 2025-26. Deputy Mayor Aindrabai Bikram Bega presented the budget of 2,207,409,000 rupees for the current fiscal year amid the 17th Municipal Assembly yesterday. The government has released 9.8 billion rupees for interest subsidies on concessional loans. According to the Ministry of Finance, the amount has been allocated for the current fiscal year under the Integrated Procedure on Interest Subsidy for Concessional Loans 2025. A ministerial decision has also been taken to reimburse the Nepal Rashtra Bank for subsidies on loans provided over the past 7 quarters. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The White House has announced a deal giving U.S. companies control of TikTok's algorithm and 6 of 7 board seats for app's American operations. The move follows long-running U.S. concerns over national security and Chinese parent company ByteDance's access to user data. TikTok had earlier been ordered to sell its U.S. operations or face a ban. U.S. President Donald Trump said he and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping approved the deal during a recent phone call, though Beijing has not confirmed this. The U.S. Supreme Court had already withheld The U.S. Supreme Court had already upheld a law requiring ByteDance to divest from TikTok's U.S. business. The U.S. Department of Justice also previously expressed concerns that TikTok's access to the data of U.S. users posed a national security threat of immense depth and scale. TikTok has 170 million American users, and its algorithm was a key sticking point in negotiations. Now the general weather forecast for today. With the continued monsoon activity across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy in the rest of the Tarai regions. There are chances of moderate rainfall at some places of Kosi and Bagmati province and at a few places of Madhes and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the influence of the monsoon winds is somewhat weak, while local winds have a partial effect in the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Government announces key measures to ease the same travel, urges public to travel only after assessing weather and road conditions through official notice. Nepal secures foreign direct investment commitments for ₹33.09 billion for 236 projects in the current fiscal year. International Calendar Decision Committee of the World Astro Federation announces auspicious timings for the Vijaya Dasami Tika rituals in various countries. And White House outlines TikTok deal that would give U.S. control of algorithm. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.